Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With answers to the serious questions of the day, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Good morning. It's a good day. Wednesday, the 1st of June. How about that? The 1st of June. A lot of strange things are going on. Good things. Maybe things not so good. Middle East trade deal has taken place. More interesting news about gun control. This time from Canada. We ought to talk about that, Jay. But the... In terms of gun control and guns in America and where people stand, it depends on where you are, different states. I happen to be in Vermont today doing the program. And in the state of Vermont, the question is a question about background checks. Ballot is a ballot measure. And 48% so far say they want more expanded background checks. 52% said they don't.
Which makes you wonder, what do those people have to hide? That why would somebody not want a background check?
Great question. Yeah, exactly. Now, protecting gun control, the various, you know, this is kind of silly because everybody knows how this works out. 80% of Republicans say they want more protection to own guns, and 20% of the Democrats say they want more protection. It's up and down and sideways. And so that's all about the situation down in Texas, the school shooting at Uvalde, and the, you know, I think I said this on Friday. I was thinking back about Columbine, and this whole business started, it was 20 years ago. So since that time, if you look around, you can see that police have been trained more thoroughly in how to confront shooters. This is across the board. This is part of training to become a police officer pretty much everywhere. But when you look at the officers in Texas, they took more than an hour to get at the shooter, and they didn't get him. The Border Patrol guy got him. In the meantime,
the whole thing about there was bad information. They thought that the quote-unquote threat was done, that he had barricaded himself in the classroom, but there was no threat to any students. And it was kind of like, well, but where did that information come from? Why did that make its way, and why was the call what it was? But also with the whole gun control thing, it's such an ambiguous term that it has so many definitions, and I feel like people just keep arguing about it because gun control, it could be removing guns altogether. It could be having more regulations. It could be actually instilling the current regulations, and nobody seems to want to have that conversation before everybody just fights with each other.
The police chief has stopped cooperating with the investigation. That's got to tell you something. How the mandate from the feds came down to train police officers. Apparently they were not, and that's what's being unturned here. They were not trained at all. So it's on the police, it would seem, and as much as people, the police, were always after the police. Well, it isn't the police that I'm after. It's the management. It's the police chief. It's whoever's in charge. These people will do what they're told to do. That's what they get paid to do. Okay, you need to be trained in this. On Tuesday, you get trained. You need to be trained in that. That's Thursday. And so the police isn't it ought not to be on the individual officers. It ought to be on the police chief, whoever's in charge. And so you look around the country and you see all of these various problems that have erupted. When was it in San Bernardino? There was a terrorism attack, killed 14 people, I think, 5-6 years ago. The officers weren't really trained there either. It was a building that was a training center for developmental disabilities, people who need a different training because they don't have all the physical abilities that most of us have. But I think you go back to Columbine, that certainly changed everything. And since then, there have been a lot of training institute set up, what you're supposed to do, enter the building, what you're supposed to do, confront the shooter. I'm not an expert, and I'm not going to play one on the radio. But I know, I don't know what they're trained to do, but I do know that they're trained.
But also not just about training. Think about the different towns and the sizes of the towns. We had one of our friends chime in, sent a DM on Twitter, Christina at Ladybug88, that pointed out a lot of small towns, specifically in Texas, have 4 to 5 officers, period. The departments can't really afford the equipment that's needed for situations like what happened. They rely on outside help from DPS or Border Patrol or even larger towns that are often an hour to an hour and a half away. And sometimes I think that we forget that the officers that are there and present should absolutely be trained. Every unit and squad should have the equipment they need, but a lot of times there just may not be enough officers on duty.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's not acceptable, but you can be sure instead of fixing with the available resources, there's going to be a call for more money. Fed's got to send us more money. It's always more money. More money, more money always fixes the problem, but it doesn't fix the problem. So here we are. And I don't like Monday morning quarterbacking even on Wednesday, but I thought it was interesting. The focus on the school officers, the police, and then the sheriff, the police chief just stopped talking. So, anyway.
Well, and he was also just sworn into city council. He had been voted into city council, and he was already due to be sworn in when all of this happened, and they still went ahead with it. He was still sworn in along with other council members. They just didn't do a celebration kind of thing.
Nope. All right. So now let's look at the traveling that's gone on this past weekend. The people who have gotten stuck, airlines falling short, it would seem, even the good ones like Delta, not able to they have sold tickets and they can't supply planes and they can't supply personnel to fulfill the requirement that is part of you buying a ticket. And now people are being told that they have to wait a day and they don't get their hotels paid for. This is not acceptable. This isn't right. And it's really, if you want to look at all of them, whether it's American or Delta or United or Southwest, they all did the same thing. They thought about themselves as they do. They got rid of as many people as they could during the pandemic, so they didn't have to pay them. So now they're looking around, they're trying to, I think the chief officer at Delta yesterday said, we shouldn't have done what we did, but we did. So now what do we do? The unions are not bending, they ought to, but they aren't. So that if somebody, and I give the example of my sister who was a flight attendant for Northwest first and then that became Delta, for 50 some odd years, and she was high up on the totem pole, and she took the buyout in the pandemic, but now, she wishes she hadn't, and the airline wishes that she hadn't because they can use all the people they can get. There are like 2,200 flights that were canceled over this past weekend with all the airlines combined. And it was the end of the month, and people had run out of time. You know, as the month progresses, the airlines, the pilots, the air, all the people involved, whether it's people on the ground, people in the air, they all have certain number of hours that they can work, and that's it. And so when they get to that limit, they can't work anymore. They can't fly. They can't be a flight attendant. They can't do anything. So now people are sitting around expecting to be able to, they paid for a seat. They expect to be able, and they should expect to be able to get on a plane and go where they want to go. There are some people that went last weekend away. They still haven't gotten home yet. They were supposed to come on Sunday. Monday, they're all over the place. You look at the airports. Now, this isn't right.
But also think of finances. A lot of people budget for vacations, and they have a set amount of money set aside, and then they go, and then they're stranded at the location, and now they just have to stay in the airport for the next couple of days because they already, spent all of their vacation money. They can't go get another hotel. The airlines aren't offering to pay for them. We had not an issue. It was more of an inconvenience, but coming back from L.A. last week, and our first flight was delayed, not due to weather, but because the flight crew was late getting to the airport because the car that was hired to pick them up and bring them to the airport from their hotel got stuck in traffic. And it makes you think, well, how much time did they give themselves? Because why are they getting stuck in traffic? Shouldn't you already kind of be at the airport if you're coming from the hotel? hotel a little bit ahead of time. I understand if the flight crew's late because their previous flight was delayed, but that was a little bit like, wait, how does that even happen?
Well, there's so much push-pull now. The 8.5 hours that's required for a, if you have your regular day and your schedule the next day starts, you're built into your schedule is an 8.5 hour required rest period. Federal government says if you're a pilot and you put in 5 hours or 6 hours or whatever it is, you have to have 8.5 hours off before you can fly the plane again. And this happened to me even. I think I told the story on the air last week. Getting to Los Angeles, same as you going out there. I was supposed to get out in a 6 o'clock plane on Sunday morning, and it was delayed till 10 because the same pilot that brought it in from Los Angeles the night before had been delayed 4 hours by weather somewhere. And he'd flown from Dallas to L.A. and L.A. to Boston, but Dallas to L.A. got slowed down. It was, you can just imagine going around in circles.
Oh, yeah.
So he couldn't get to the, he got on the PA, said, this is my fault, or it's not really, it's because of me that we couldn't take off at 6 o'clock because I didn't have the required amount of time off in order to get back into the cockpit and fly the plane. So he got that. I don't know, it just is, go ahead.
And didn't you tell me once that the flight crew, they're only paid for wheels up to wheels down?
Wheels up to wheels down.
Not deboarding or deplaning or any of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. The folks in Israel are celebrating something today. This was pretty interesting under the circumstances, given the heretofore. Remember when the war took, well, you probably don't. Maybe we, hopefully it was taught to you when you were in school, the war between Egypt and Israel. They haven't had, you know, great relationships, but they're getting, things over there are getting better to the point that Israel and the United Arab Emirates signed a free trade agreement yesterday, boosting economic ties, increasing annual bilateral trade, $10 billion. This is a good deal for everybody in the Middle East, and it kind of quiets down the situation. Israel has been working on this, and they've been working, the two countries have been trying to come together to more formally establish relations and to have, you know, an agreement that exempts or reduces the trade issues, the amount of money that they too had to pay back and forth on tariffs and stuff. So it's a good deal, and it kind of calms things down in the Middle East, which is good. 18 after on the Wednesday program.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with a purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Wednesday program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of a lot of things here, including some of the trending comments, stories. I see that the Amber Heard testimony, there's one sentence in her testimony that could sink her case, according to...
Only one?
You were looking at this. I don't know. Are you watching all of this? You're still watching all of this stuff, right?
No, I haven't. You know. I've just been watching anything. I feel like if there's anything big, it's going to become a meme online, and that's where I'm getting my news.
Ah, okay, good. Good for you. Well, listen, I don't want to get in the way of how you get your news. I want to get a couple more of the comments. We've seen a lot of comments yesterday and today about the Texas shooting, so I'll get to a couple more of those in a moment here.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
All right, so let's find out what people are saying regarding our comments or thoughts on their own with the Texas shooting. How about a couple of comments from folks listening, Jay?
Yes, Carl Kellogg said regarding the Texas shooting, soft targets must be eliminated, as in schools, churches. The problem, as he sees it, is that our culture has changed dramatically. We've become much more violent as a culture. Just look at music of today's youth. Rap music is very violent and degrading towards women. Video games are extremely violent. And all of this tends to desensitize people to the sanctity of life.
So, is it more violent also because the movies are more violent, the television shows are more violent? Does that add into this as well?
I get where that argument comes from, but to play devil's advocate, how many people play Call of Duty? How many people listen to violence or, lyrics that are derogatory towards women in their music, or watching all of those violent films that don't go shoot places up, or don't go shoot up places is better.
Is the comment. That's something to understand, All right, what other comments you have?
You had mentioned questioning if the Texas school shooting is a comparison to the George Floyd killing, and Jeff Taunton did.
My suggestion was that this is the straw that breaks the camel's back, as George Floyd.
Yes, will just create the next big movement.
Right. Yeah. And so.
Yeah, and it kind of became. The comments kind of really became a left versus right situation. An example is Jeff Taunton said the far left will create an issue or take an existing issue and run with it to support the liberal agenda. They know how to make things happen regardless of how much it hurts Americans. That's a common comment that I see from both Republicans, both Democrats, both people.
It fixes nothing. You keep pointing your finger at the other guy, and it fixes nothing. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar, the premium electric performance car brand, has announced record sales for the first 4 months of 2022, as well as excellent global order intake, fueled by continued expansion into new and existing markets. In the first 4 months of the year, vehicle sales more than doubled to approximately 13,600, and the company's order intake more than tripled to nearly 23,000. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the U.S. economy continues to struggle mightily, the cost of everything has gone up so much. Americans are spending thousands of dollars more every year on the things that were affordable when America was energy independent. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admits on CNN she pegged the economy wrong when she said inflation was transitory.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday blocked a Texas law that prohibits large social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter from banning or removing users' posts based on political viewpoints. The vote was close in a 5-4 decision. Matt Schurz, president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association, argued the law violated the corporation's First Amendment rights. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you.
Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some lawmakers in D.C. say there are still lingering questions regarding COVID-19 fraud, and they want answers.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. The letter criticizing the lack of critical safeguards that could have left those funds open to improper use. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Moody's Analytics Chief Economist Mark Zandi told C-SPAN on Tuesday there's a 1-in-3 chance of a recession this year and even odds within the next two. The prediction by Zandi comes as inflation reaches its highest level in 40 years. Investigators are trying to determine why an exterior door at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, did not lock when it was closed before a gunman used it to get inside and kill 19 students and two teachers. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety said investigators determined the teacher propped open the door with a rock but removed it and closed the door. When she realized a shooter was on campus, that door did not lock. The teacher has not been identified. And no verdict yet in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. The jury returns Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're at 34 after the hour now on the Wednesday program. It's Doug and Jay working through a number of trending stories, including a story about this Yellowstone visitor, Jay, who died after there was some picture moment. The bison gored her, tossed her 10 feet in the air, and that was the end of it for her.
It doesn't say in the article if she was trying to get a selfie with the bison or not, but she got within 10 feet of it, and park officials always say try to give the animals a good 20 feet berth to be safe because they are unpredictable. Bison are unpredictable.
I wouldn't get even that close to them.
Very, very fast. Yeah. And apparently it happens a lot at Yellowstone. This is the first bison attack goring of 2022. The woman was from Grove City, Ohio, sustained a puncture wound and other injuries. They transported her to a hospital in Idaho with an ambulance. Did she die? I think she may have survived.
Yeah. Well, That's not what I was saying.
I'm not saying the death, but yeah. So it doesn't say in here if she's trying. She just got close to the animal. I don't know if she's trying to pet it or not. But I worked previously at a radio station that was within a listening distance of Land Between the Lakes near Clarksville, Hopkinsville, Tennessee, Kentucky. And there were constantly people getting attacked by bison because they would get close to try to take selfies. Please don't try to take selfies with wild animals.
Stupid. Yeah, not a good thing to do. Couple of interesting numbers when it comes to the invasion of Ukraine by the Russians, where they are. Apparently, according to the new information that's available, the Russians already control about 30% of eastern Ukraine to begin with. This is the area known as Donbass. You had a lot of conversation about that. They had taken the territory with the help from some of the separatist forces that live there. A lot of Russians living on eastern Ukraine soil. This whole thing started a number of years ago, as a matter of fact, 7, 8, 9 years ago. So now the Russians at about 70% of Donbass they control. Now the United States has said, I think the president said yesterday, that we're sending more powerful rockets and more powerful weaponry over there to stand up to the Russians. How much more are we sending over? How much more? How much of this stuff are they going through? We've sent billions of dollars worth of stuff over there. What are they doing with it? You shoot the gun once and that's it? That's all you can do with it? I think there's something else going on here.
Are they being damaged? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the war has certainly gone wrong for Russia. Pretty much everybody expected they'd make a clean sweep, including them. Didn't figure out the Ukrainians and their starch. So they backtracked, and it looks like they're pretty much stymied. Why this thing continues, yeah, we all want to know why it continues. Elon Musk has detailed a Starlink satellite situation. This is pretty interesting. His satellite internet company has developed a second-generation satellite for a low-Earth orbit, but it's so big they can't get it off the ground.
it's larger.
Yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of other satellites that he's put up into orbit about 340 miles above the Earth's surface. These are called Gen 2 satellites. They're 22 feet long. They weigh 2.5 tons. And so you can't get them into the satellite. These satellites that have been put up already weigh about 500 pounds. So they can get them off the ground pretty easily one at a time. So this one weighs 5 times that.
And but isn't that a little ironic? They can't get it. It's so heavy that they can't get it off the ground to enter weightlessness.
So nobody thought about that until this point? That would be my question. Who's there running the ship? You didn't think about how heavy these rockets are? And it is what it is. The situation with our consumer confidence. Consumer confidence edging lower last month. I think you could expect that, right, with all of the inflation and stuff. So Americans, every month, the federal government takes the pulse of our consumer confidence. And there are a couple of this is called a conference board, and they do it. I don't know where they came from. It's part of the Commerce Department. Anyway, so they say that the confidence index dipped in May. Very strong, though. It's still strong, but it's not as strong as it was. I think you can see that. People, the supply of houses around still, people are buying there are any place you go in this country, there's no inventory. It may take a few days longer to sell houses. I have a good friend who's a real estate person in my hometown, and he said, okay, so where it would take 7 or 8 days before to sell a house, and now it takes 13 or 14. But you're still getting offers over price, the rate of, I'm looking at some of the numbers here from banks, what they're charging for mortgages. Big jumbo mortgages are still around 3%. So maybe the lesson there is the bigger the house, the more expensive the house, the cheaper, in quotation marks, it is to rent the money to buy it. Because that's what you're doing. You're renting money so you can buy your house or buy your car or buy whatever it is. You can buy almost anything on time now. But it'll cost you more. But the consumer confidence slipped about 0.04%. So that's not a whole lot. This is if you look at the confidence level last March versus the March before that, it was 8.5% better. People felt better. As a matter of fact, it was the highest since 1981. So we still have producer prices, though, have gone up 11% in 1 month. Can you imagine that? I'm talking about across the board. 11%. Yeah. The fuel, well, everything's related to fuel. So the fuel price goes up, everything, transportation to deliver things, it's all, you understand. It all starts with the price of fuel. So the most un-American companies, unless you're owning stock, I suppose, in ExxonMobil, for my money at this point, are these SOBs that run the oil and gas businesses, because they are gouging. Everybody knows they're gouging. Look at their profits in the first quarter of the year. They're up about 10, 12, 14% over where they were last year. So not only is the cost of buying the fuel so that they can resell it going up, they're just adding on. How, that's, those people should be prosecuted. That's treasonous to screw around with people and the ability they have to pay for things just so you can add more to the bottom line. I know mm-hmm. that that's how America works, and that's the capitalist system, and that's okay. Well, unless he gets out, I mean, where do you draw the line? Where is the line in terms of what's fair or just or right? I think that's, I don't know.
Well, isn't it supposed to be whenever there is, I forget what the law is, but whenever there's something horrific happening, like when there's a hurricane, you can't jack up prices of stuff during disasters or anything like that. But yet when the pandemic was happening, it seemed like food cost a lot more. Produce was down because nobody wanted to buy fresh fruit and vegetables, because at the beginning, a lot of people thought that they were contaminated and possibly dangerous of COVID. But like all of the frozen foods, all of the meats, those prices skyrocketed.
Pretty ridiculous. Here's a nice, let's, I'm tired of all of this yuckabunga stuff that we're.
Get something good.
78-year-old man in Pasadena, California this past weekend got his high school diploma. Ted Samus. I don't know if you saw the story. He missed his high school graduation. 78 years old. He calls himself a graduate now. He put on the cap and gown, got his diploma with a class of 2022 at a high school in San Gabriel. In 1962, when he was a high school senior, he got into trouble, suspended from school at the end of the school year, so he couldn't get his graduation. He didn't take the final exams, so that was it. So apparently he went back to the folks at the school. He owed $4.80 for a book. So for...
just under $5, that's what held him back?
Yeah, that was how he got into trouble. And he, wouldn't, he couldn't take the exams, he couldn't get his grades. So the school had his original diploma locked away in an old filing cabinet, so he got the original diploma. Very cool. But $4.80, there's a lesson there, and I'm not sure what the lesson is, but it's, that's kind of, oof. Man, the amount of the Amber Heard thing, I made reference to it and then we didn't go back to it. What did she say? Now there, this trial is in jury status, right? You're in the, they're trying to.
Yeah. The jury's doing deliberations. They just started that May 31st. So it's really a waiting game to see what happens. But a lot of people are pointing to one sentence, particularly one word in the sentence, that could potentially sink her case. So apparently during one of her testimonies, she stated as to why she wrote the op-ed piece that really initiated this whole trial. She said, "I know so many people will come out and saw whatever for him. That's his power. That's why I wrote the op-ed. I was speaking to that phenomenon." And then people are pointing out that she just acknowledged she was referring to Johnny Depp's power, i.e. she wrote the article about Johnny Depp. The quote-unquote unnamed person in her article was Johnny Depp. So that's what people are pointing to, saying that that could be the direct phrase, specifically the word that sinks her entire case.
Oh, my God. There's so much. How much attention has been given to that versus other? Maybe people like to get themselves involved in this stuff because it's a rest from talking about all the other stuff that's going on.
It, It's also not just any typical trial. It's being televised. These are celebrities, and as we already know, a lot of people like to jump into celebrities' lives, and it's a nice break from everything else that's been going on or whatever is going on in people's personal lives. But I think the fact that there's so much notice about it is because it's televised.
Okay. The situation with Facebook and Instagram, Meta is the company. They're going to change their stock ticker to Meta, M-E-T-A. That's next week. How many people do you know who've gotten off of Facebook in the last year? I can give you a dozen. Friends, family. My son and I were talking about this yesterday. He's not on Facebook because I said, you see all, and I should have known better because I know he's not on Facebook. And Megan, my daughter, is not on it really. Once in a while, she looks at some of the stuff, but they're not on it like you and I are. And so I said, did you see all the nice pictures from last week? And he said, Dad, remember, I'm not on Facebook. So I guess there are a lot of people who have just gotten off of it.
Or they changed the way they're using it. A lot of people at one point were social networking, and they had so many quote-unquote friends that weren't people that were actually in their lives, and they just kind of got rid of all those people, and it's really, they're going back to connecting genuinely with people.
Yeah, that's a better idea. 48 past the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time. I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now 53 after the hour. This is we're going back and forth. People can hear us struggling because it used to be the DJV program. We're going to go back to Doug Steffen's Good Day, which is a tried and true label for the program that I've been doing for 33-plus years. And as I explained yesterday, Jennifer and Victoria are gone. Jay is with me, and we're working our way through trying to find our own a lot in life here. And some of the things that are a very important part of how I have conducted things in the morning will continue without fail. They did continue through the various eras that I have created over the years. One of the things that, however, I don't feel like I'm an expert in like Victoria was, and that's technology. So what I am an expert in is food, family, farm stuff. So we're going to create an installment every day that focuses on food and farming. I have over the years developed a program called the American Family Farmer, which is on many of these same stations every weekend, and it focuses on the same thing. I want to highlight food stories, family connections with the farm, and that sort of thing, because it's an important part of Americana, an important part of my life. So perhaps we start today by acknowledging National Olive Day. How many people like olives?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually in the Mediterranean diet, but around the country, around the world, I've never had a taste for olives, but I know a lot of people love them.
It definitely is an acquired taste. It's a strong taste, I guess you would say.
Yes.
I love olives of any shape or kind, but my favorite are green olives. I could eat green olives all day long.
Well, one of the reasons that they're popular now more than ever is because of the nutritional benefits of having olives in your diet. A lot of healthy fats, fatty acids, and there's also a lot of iron in them. So these are things that we all need. Anything that's green, that's grown in our garden, it's going to be good. Olives actually are on trees, and they're grown for some people use them as fruit. I know I don't like olives per se, but I cook everything in olive oil. Do you?
That's oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of olive oil.
Cook everything in olive oil. And so you can, and the same benefits that you get from eating the olives that I was just talking about, fats, fatty acids, iron, that sort of thing. So if you're cooking with olive oil, then you're giving yourself the same sort of healthy fats. And so you've accomplished two things. You've cooked things in a healthy, it's a source of keeping the pan from getting all burned up, right?
Well, but also it depends on what kind, like how hot you're going to be cooking things, because you have the light extra virgin olive oil that will have a, it'll smoke when it's at a higher, or a, doesn't have to be a super high temperature for it to get to smoky, where the just regular rich olive oil, not extra virgin olive oil, you can cook a lot higher with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, in a moment, what to look forward to on Friday. It's National Donut Day. We'll have that after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, so Friday is National Donut Day, Jay. If you want to go to Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, some of the other restaurant chains, free donuts. At Dunkin' Donuts, for example, you can snag a free classic donut in honor of the of Donut Day. Only catches, customers have to purchase a beverage to get a free donut. At Krispy Kreme, you pay for one and you get two. Apparently, that's the deal. You pay a dollar for a donut.
Well, and you can also, get one free donut and then pay $1 for a dozen original glazed donuts if you also purchase another dozen of regular donuts or the 16 mini donuts. 7-Eleven is going to be having something like this.
I love donuts. All right. 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.